And now we're moving to a really important member participation and planning section of the call.
The Solidarity Action around the Hiroshima and Nagasaki Remembrance Event. But those plans have morphed into a unique plan that is all WILPS. So we are the sponsors, and collaborators or allies will be asked to participate in our event. Daryl Spencer has taken on the responsibility of planning a handout with information about the number of treaties that the U.S. has declined to sign on to, and she promises to have that ready in time for the event. Cheryl, do you have any updates for us?
Yes. It won't be just about the treaties that we haven't signed. It will be an educational handout about, you know, how long treaties have been used and why they've been such an important part of the global circumstances about wars between countries and how they've stopped, you know, prevented wars, prevented wars restarting and things like that. And although there are 40 treaties that we haven't signed, I will only be picking out a few that are, I think, to my mind, more important, like the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, where we're only there's three countries who have not yet ratified it, and we're one of them, one of those three. So I know that we're trying to finish by 6 o'clock. So I think, first of all, we'd like to get a feel for how many branches are willing to do this as a solidarity event and to pick a date. And you have three dates there on the pad. Three weekends. We in the Palo Alto Peninsula branch, we tend to do our events at weekends. We think we can get more people out on a Saturday afternoon, for example. So that's why the dates have been chosen. They're all weekends. So, Mary Beth, can you get a poll of people still on the call about which weekends?
Yeah. Well, I think first we wanted to make some important decisions tonight about the dates. And maybe discuss some themes. Our goal tonight is really to get branches to be putting this on their calendar to plan for October and come up with some agreement about the date and the theme. Because to be clear, this date will be the date we all agree on for everyone to do an event or action to raise awareness and appreciation for the efficacy and importance of treaties. And we're all agreed that we'll do something, some level of action on the same date, just like we do with our other solidarity actions. So this is about getting agreement. If you normally hold Hiroshima and Nagasaki remembrance events in the August timeframe, you should definitely proceed as usual, but we want you to be ready at those events to distribute a flyer that promotes your October event because they are tied together. They have very intertangling issues, and we feel like if you're already planning something for August, that would be a great time to promote what you're going to do in October. So between now and August, if you could come up with a plan so you can nail down that date and have something to distribute at your August event about your October event, you're going to be letting people know about it and promoting it early enough so that they will take notice of it. So The after dates in October, we can view them on the text pad, and we can vote on the one that is most popular for all of us. So it's the weekend of October 5th and 6th, the weekend of October 11th and 12th, the weekend of October 19th and 20th. So,
Mary Beth, is that the 11th and 12th is not correct. It's the 12th and 13th.
12th and 13th. Okay, great. Thank you. So please be ready to say which of these weekends might work best for your branch. And I realize that some of you will have to take this decision back to your branch. But what we'd really like to know now is which branches will be willing to do something on this event in October, and national will be, this is a national solidarity event, so we'll be looking for a date that gets the most support. But even if you don't get the preferred date that you want, we still want you to do something. And so like always, we'll provide a variety of ways for branches to get involved, from, kind of small events or actions to a little more involved event planning. So we're asking everyone to do something on the date we select. So for now, I'd like for us to discuss which of those dates might have the most success. If you have a comment or you want to tell us which you favor, or if your branch is ready to say, you've already decided that you're going to do this and you're just waiting for more information, please press number one on your phone keypad so we can talk about it a little more. And I see Darian on the stack, so press number one on your phone keypad to talk about this. Darian, go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to suggest that the weekend of October 12th and 13th could be a very appropriate time, because Monday the 14th is variously called Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, and in both formulations, it's a day about violations of treaties, violations of civil expectations. So there could be that tie-in. So that was my suggestion.
That's a good idea. Joan Goddard, go ahead. You're from San Jose.
I'm sorry, I missed a transition as to when we were going to talk about this some more. So I pushed the button because I thought we'd talk about it later. I don't have anything in particular to say other than that the 19th and 20th would be our regular meeting time, so that might be good. But Darian's got a good point. Thank you.
Okay, and Marcia Heath, go ahead.
Yes, could you just clarify for me, maybe I missed this, I must have, what exactly this event is supposed to do or be? After we hand out the information in August, we will be, we are always involved with the Hiroshima Day, along with Veterans for Peace and others in Santa Cruz. And I'm not clear then on what the event in October actually is to be.
Well, it's a good question. Thank you, Marcia. What we talked about when we decided on this solidarity action in January or February was that, first of all, this would be an event that, or an action that will plan in your community, that for some of us, some of our branches, will be the first time in a long time that the branch itself has been the proposer and originator of a call to action. Usually our branches have been in the role of supporting our allies on events that they author or organize. So because this is about international treaties, it's very appropriate that Women's International League for Peace and Freedom be proposing or organizing this event. That's one thing. And secondly, we said that because Trump and his cronies have spent so much time and effort really disrespecting and insulting treaties as kind of wimpy and not tough enough and all of that, we feel like it's our role to lift up treaties and say that they are not loser policies. They are not weak responses or, wimpy. They are, in fact, diplomatic ways to address conflict and resolve conflict without war or to end conflicts and wars. And those things save lives. They save us money. And they make a huge difference in terms of the peace and environment of this planet. So that's why we wanted to do an event or action that is about treaties. And all we really have going right this minute is that Cheryl is doing the research. But within the next, with this call or shortly after this call, we hope to be able to confirm a date that we all agree with, get a count of branches that are going to be involved, and come up with a theme that we'll all agree on. And if we do that before the end of June, we'll be able to move forward to develop some kind of package ideas of what forms this could take and kind of make those suggestions to branches so that they can move forward and start planning them.
Okay. So thank you very much, Mary Beth. It is a little difficult to promote it amongst our members, you know, our branch council, to make decisions when we're not clear on exactly what it would be. But that's fine. The dates at this point don't matter as far as I could see, because there's so much activity anyway that we could just reserve space and if we know the date, and we don't have to know yet what exactly it will be. So thank you.
Yeah, and we will definitely offer different levels of complexity that, if all a branch can do is hold up a sign about treaties on that day, that's fine. But we will be offering some kind of neat ideas about the kinds of things that you could do.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, so I see Betty Trainer's hand up. Go ahead, Betty.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to say, Wilf in San Francisco in the East Bay, we've been talking about this for the last few meetings. We do plan to do something. Right now, the date, as the previous person, Marcia, said, we don't have a date. We can't choose yet because we want to have we're ideally going to have a speaker and discussion. I've mentioned before Anne Fagan Ginger, who is a expert on international treaties and written books on it. So we have one of our members who used to be on her board, and she's going to be in touch with her about doing something in October, and hopefully it would coincide with one of the date that we choose. I was also thinking that at least for San Francisco and maybe some of the other branches, we have law schools in San Francisco, at least two, one in Berkeley, and so they all probably teach international law. So we might have approached these law students or their departments and see if they want to participate in this. And so it's something that I've been thinking about anyway, so maybe others might want to do that.
Great idea.
Yeah, particularly those that might be interested in, you know, treaties or international relations and all. So I would say that's another possibility. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, June is probably the last time that you'll be able to get in touch with these schools because they'll be closed for the summer until September.
That's true. Yeah.
So you might use the next couple weeks to try to make contacts with those law schools that have international law programs and see if there's someone who would agree, which makes it really important for us to come up with a date that will work because if you can't really ask somebody unless you can tell them what date it is. So just to get a feel for, you know, where the support is, and I know that you're going to have to go back and talk to your branches to get a little more clarity, but it's just as a way of figuring out where the support is currently. If you think that you could do the weekend of October 5th and 6th, perhaps number one, well, Michael, can you lower the hands first and then we can take this poll? Press number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, just so you know, everybody who had the hand up, I have on stack.
Can you hear me? I think I'm on the mic. This is Ellen Thomas. I've had my hand raised, and I just would like to say that October 5th through 12th is Keep Space for Peace Week, and the space treaty is under threat by the Trump administration as well. So I would echo Darian's suggestion of the weekend of the 12th.
Okay. So that's another good reason for that weekend. Michael, if you'll put all the hands down, and then I'm going to ask folks to, and I want you to vote for as many of these as you think you could do. So don't just say, I'll only pick one. If you think that your branch could do something the weekend of October 5th and 6th, please press number one on your phone keypad. If you think that your branch could do something the weekend of October 12th and 13th, please press number two on your phone keypad. And if you think that you could do something the weekend of October 19th and 20th, press number three on your phone keypad. And in this way, we'll see, you know, which ones have the most support. It's just a way to get testing the waters right now. And hopefully between now and the end of the month, you'll be able to talk to your branches and we'll get more commitments from folks of that date. So thank you very much for that. I do think that Darian and Ellen have made convincing arguments for the weekend of the
13th.
Right. And I think that, you know, we should consider that, but let's see where everybody else is. The next thing I want us to think about, just to start the process, is an idea about themes. So let's finish up the stack before we go too much further. Michael, who did you have on that stack?
Sure. Hold on 1 second. So we're coming up on stack. We have Darian. So why don't we start off with Darian?
Darian, did you have something else to add?
No, I think that must have been accidental.
Okay. And Michael?
Okay. Next, we have Betty Traynor again.
No, I don't have anything more to say. I guess I was just not taken off the stack.
Okay. What about Ellen? Ellen was on stack?
Well, I already said what I had to say.
And Marcia Heath also?
Mm-hmm. I think Marcia also said what she had to say.
Marcia, did you have anything else to add?
No, it was hard for me to hear the last things that Mary Beth was saying. It was very muffled. But are we going to be told which dates at this point or some point later?
Michael, can you let's see, we had 6 people for the third weekend, which would be the 19th through 20th, and we had 4 people for the weekend of the 11th, 12th, 13th, and we had one person for the earliest weekend in October. So right now it looks like the third week has the most votes. But we're going to be sending this out to the branches list and trying to get wider participation and just the folks on the call. I think Ellen Schwartz has her hand up. Even though I can't see it, I see her name on the post message post. Go ahead, Ellen. Ellen Schwartz?
Ellen, are you muted?
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. I don't understand why we have to pick a specific date. We don't even have a specific thing. And some branches are already thinking about things which may be more appropriately done on, say, a weekday, or that are involving other people in groups that might not be available on our day. Why don't we make it October is, you know, Wilt supports Treaties Month. And that way we can say branches, Wilt branches all over the country have been working throughout October to promote the importance of treaties and bringing about peace. So we don't have to go through this, pick a weekend thing. That's all.
Well, inevitably, there will be branches who decide not to do it on the day we pick. They'll pick their own date somewhere in October. But it would be really good. It would be really good if we could all agree that we would at least try to do something on the same day.
I don't know why it's necessary.
Who is that? Sorry? Who said that?
I like the idea that was just proposed about the month.
And that's Marcia?
Yeah, I didn't know I was on, but since you asked, yes, I like that idea.
Uh-huh.
Then we can. Okay. Then we're free to see what is going on in our town and in our branch once we know what it is, and we can be part of something that is planned for Wilf month, that month.
Okay, so that's one way of looking at it. Jean Doyle, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was planning to say before Darian and Ellen spoke about the importance of the 11th and the 12th, that I would actually think that is not a good weekend in many ways, because it being a 3-day weekend, it tends to get used a little bit more as a holiday by people and who are going out of town. And in all honesty, I don't know how many people do that for that weekend. But I do know that does sometimes become a problem for planning things. People have other events going on. However, while I'm on, I want to raise something here. I have probably hit one, I don't know how many times, and Michael said there was nobody else. No, excuse me, let me finish. I'm doing something wrong because I keep not showing up. And
are you
I don't know
your
what
phone?
To do.
Are you doing it on the phone keypad, Jan?
Yeah.
Computer?
Huh. Well, no, I'm on the phone one. And I've used both. I get the keypad in two different ways, and I've tried both of them. So I guess, Michael, maybe you and I can work on this at some point. And I'll let it go for now.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, that's it.
Okay. John Goddard, your hand is up again.
Yeah, regarding the question of picking a particular date or weekend or whatever, I can understand that Mary Beth, that you like to have us focus the media work on a particular time and so on. But I really much like the whole month of October thing that somebody just said, because then people can fit it to their own situations and so on. But yet we have the whole month of October as something we can use the media thing for. Thank you.
Cheryl Spencer, your hand is up. No? Are you on mute?
Oh.
Here you are.
Is that me, you said?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, yes. Well, I was going to, you know, reiterate what Joan just said, which is previous solidarity events, we have tried to fix a particular day and where everybody tried to do something. All the branches tried to do something on that day. The planet before profit, for example, we all got our banners out and you managed to post photos of us with our banners a particular day on the website. And, you know, hopefully the media took some attention to it. But on the other hand, it's all right with me if people think it gives them more leeway, get all of October. Certainly appreciate the two ideas about, you know, one of the earliest violations of treaties that the U.S. has perpetrated was on the Indians, the American Indians, and the fact that, you know, we are trying to keep space, that is to say outside our planet, a peaceful part of the universe. I think those are two things that I certainly will add to the materials that I'm preparing about why treaties are important and why we should get our Congress people to resist Trump trying to get us out, and so on and so forth. So I appreciate those ideas. And any other ideas that people have, they can send to me, and I can put my email address up on the web, on the iPad, the text pad.
Okay, great.
I think we're trying to make it so branches can choose their own focus of this, but I'll be providing materials. I could probably even do some PowerPoint slides. If you're it's an educational event by and large that I'm imagining. When I've really done the research, I shall be able to prepare some PowerPoint slides, which you all can then use if you're having a more of a public event that invites the public in. And we may end up with an infographic that you can then be handing out. And for sure, there'll be, you know, at least 4 pages of information that you can use to help you decide, you know, what you want to focus on. But you know, the basic, and on the text pad, Mary Beth has printed some ideas. If you scroll down below the dates, you know, we're trying to think of a pithy saying, overriding message. So, for example, treaties give peace a voice. Treaties are superheroes of international policy, or treaties save lives and preserve peace. Those are kind of, because when we do a solidarity event, we try to have a common title that then everybody's using that would appear on all of our materials that would be, you know, branded, part of the branding of the event. So those are three, and here's another one coming up. Treaties are, looks like Michael's writing something. And then a hashtag, yes. Then, of course, those of us who tweet would have a hashtag that goes with this.
Yeah. It's good. Sandy Thackeray on the stack?
Yeah. Hi. Listening to people talk, I think this solidarity event is somewhat different from other solidarity events that we've had on a particular day. Those have usually been connected with a kind of a national event, or a lot of them have been. And so it was easier to hook into one, the different groups, whether they were involved with a national march or whatever, or they had their own event. Whereas this is something we're trying to create, and on a topic that, you know, doesn't immediately come to people's minds as, yeah, we got to work on this, even though it's obviously a very important issue. So I am actually in favor of having it as a month's event this year, at least, to have that, have people, have all the branches think about their idea of how what they can do to make people more aware of treaties and of the United States involvement in not signing treaties and how that impacts many, many people. And maybe learn from each other's ideas and then maybe push next year to have, from that experience, to have a more unified event. But I would be in agreement with encouraging branches to come up with a variety of ideas. And I do think some of them will be educational rather than I think someone would be educational because people don't know a lot about treaties in this country. So, anyway, that's my thought.
Okay, great. Darian, you had your hand up. Go ahead.
I'll just say yes to all the various reasons that have been given for having the whole month. Indeed, having the full month for this issue might benefit us in terms of media and publicity, because later events could echo earlier events or remind people of earlier events. So, thank you.
Okay, and Michael.
Yes, just two things. One thought about the whole month is that we could compile throughout the month, you know, all types of media, like photos and so forth from events, push that out in social media, and we could have, like Sharon was saying, a hashtag, like Treaties for Peace. And that could roll into the November Giving Tuesdays, where you see, like, if we could kind of piggyback going into November, early December, with it, there's the Giving Tuesdays, have it be a kind of a connection. For branding, where there's a possibility we'll be launching the Pledge for Peace, the idea of Treaties for Peace might go nicely if you want to do that. Treaties for Peace, Pledge for Peace, it keeps it nice, and, you know, we'll have like a consistent kind of theme across, you know, WILF. Just a thought there. Thank you, Chuck.
Okay, everybody has spoken. I just want to go over these last ideas about theme, and we don't really have time to go into a lot of them. These were suggested as examples of what kinds of ideas we could come up with. And when I send out the information about choosing October as the month and asking folks to think about what date in October they want to plan for, I will also ask, I'll give these three or four ideas for a theme and ask for additional ideas. And hopefully before the end of this month, we will have a theme that we can all agree on. Because again, if we're going to start approaching speakers, trying to nail down locations, formulating what your particular event will look like, it would be good to have a working title to use. So, I think we've done as much as we can on this tonight. Andy?
So, where are we going now?
Well, I think what we'll do is whittle these down a little bit, tweak them, and send them out for a vote. And so you can suggest your own theme, and we'll vote on them eventually. But we're going to try and turn this around pretty quickly so that we can begin to start using the theme pretty quickly as we're doing our planning.
We're going to vote on these three that we have suggested, plus Michael's. Is that what you're saying? And any others that people have?
Right.
Okay. Are we asking for other suggestions right now?
We certainly could if people have ideas.
I think there was another one that was to say October. What was it? Somebody had something about October is the month for, I don't remember what it was, something about October and treaties. But that was another suggestion.
Treaties for Peace, Michaels typed in there.
That was Michaels, but there was another a woman who, I don't know if she can speak, I don't know who it was, who suggested something about a month for peace through treaties or something. Anyway.
Okay. Great. So, we just have one more assignment before we end the call. During June, and, pretty soon, if you start asking around about these speakers at colleges who have expertise in international law or treaties, it would be a good time to approach them before they disappear for the summer. So you might, classes are ending, but some professors might still be in their offices, and you could find out who might be available in October. So I would suggest that you start asking around now. Your UNA association or Amnesty group might be good sources of that information. They may already have used somebody like that for one of their meetings.
Sorry to interrupt. Nancy Price has a message that she's trying to get through me. She wrote it in an email and asked me to share it. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Is that right now? Thank you. She says she wanted to stress that there is August congressional recess, and so WILF women could make appointments to meet with their congressional representatives in the House and the Senate. And please stress that I had to get off the call and wanted me to say this for her. She had to get on a public banking call. So,
okay.
Anyway.
All right. Good to know.
I'm wondering, Mary Beth, do you feel strongly that we need to vote this on this call on the name for this? I actually think people are not quite ready to do that. I think now that we kind of have more of an idea of what we're doing and people can think about what they want to do, then we'll get a name. I think on the next call we would get more excited. You know, people are like, well, we're going to have, we think this is a good time. You know, and then you talk about ideas that people have between now and the next call.
Okay, good deal. We just have one more hand up. It's Margaret Tecarero from Tucson. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi. Someone was just asking about what else was at that time that had been mentioned before. It's Keep Space for Peace. Keep Space for Peace Week.
All right.
At the end of it. Yeah, I think that was what was missing.
Maybe,
The 12th or something, yeah.
Thank you. All right. So, I think we've done an awful lot on this call already. Thank you for being on and staying on for so long. I'm sorry it went so late, but wasn't Christine's presentation amazing? Our next One Wolf call is scheduled for Thursday, July 11th. by then, hopefully, we'll have a theme for our October event, and we'll be starting to assemble the tools that will help you make it really successful. So thank you to our guests, Christine Ahn, who went across the DMV, and all of our Wilk speakers, including President Darian DeLue. Yay, Darian. Watch an email to get a vote on the treaties events theme soon. And we've pretty much decided we're going to use the whole month of October, which is fine. And then I'm not going to do a soapbox tonight because I need to get back to my family here. If you all want to stay on and Michael is willing, you can stay and talk a little more without me. I'm getting off. I hope that if you have vacations scheduled this summer, they're fun and safe and they bring you the rest and recuperation you need to keep moving peace forward. We so appreciate all of you. So, Michael, if you'll open our mics, we'll all say goodnight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thanks so much.
Good night, San Francisco.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.